We are learning Masechta Ksuvos, Daf Kovches Amud Beis, and we are on top of the Amud, the new Mishnah. We learned in the beginning of the parak that Chanon had two halachas and Admon said seven. So we already went through Chanon's two halachas. One halacha was regarding making a shvuah if the lady's collecting mezainis. Second halacha was that if someone decides to take care of the isha, of the wife, while the husband's away, he doesn't get reimbursed. That was the Chanon's two halachas. Now Admon is to say seven halachas. The first one's right here. Admon Amud Shiva. Misha Meis, someone who dies, v'niach banam banis, he leaves over sons and daughters. The lacha is, usually, the son get the Yerusha, not daughters. The daughters don't get any Yerusha. Bezman shu nechasim rubim, if there's enough nechasim, which means there's a tanai in the ksuba, that after the father dies, the brothers have to support the sisters with the money from their estate. So if there's enough money, han banam yershim, the banam get the Yerusha, v'abanis is nezainis, and the daughters get mezainis. When nechasim what? But if it's not enough nechasim, which means Rashi says there's not enough panasa for 12 months of both the shcharim and the kevayis, then the halach is when the nechasim what? Habanos yizaynu. The banos get mezaynus. Banos get mezaynus. Banim yachshav psachim. And the banim go collecting. All the yerusha goes to the banos for mezaynus, and the sons go collecting. Ad v'neimer b'shvilshin izachav sati. Because I'm a zachah, I lose. I shouldn't lose, I should be equal. Why should I lose? Because I'm a Zacha. And we'll see what that means if Shil Shani Zacha. Omer Gamil, right in his Dibra Adman. I hear what Adman's tiny, that they should not lose. Should not lose? Zot Gemar, Maika Amar, what does it mean by Shil Shani Zacha? Omer Bahakam, Shil Shani Zacha, Royal Asik with Tyra of Sati, because I'm a Zacha and I learn Tyra, I should lose? Usually if I learn Tyra, I get Tzchusim. I get extras. So that's why I should lose now? I shouldn't get a Chalik in the Mazinus? Omer Rava, that's not a tiny man. The osik with Torah, who the yaris man loves Torah loyaris. Dafka, if he learns Torah, then he's gonna have a tiny of not. Admin's tiny that Zachar has a kayak either way. But royal yaris, I am usually the ikar yaris. If satim mechasim adam, I lose out my entire chel mechasim adam. And most of them learned that Adam's timing is, at least let me be equal to banas. Why should I lose that? I'm really the Zachar. I'm really the ikar one that got the Yerusha. So I should really get. Like upon him, that's machlokes. Because in Pashas we paskin, in this case, not like Admon, we paskin taka by nechasim watim, the banos get all of it from mezainis, and the banim don't. Freitzach akasha, the chedusha rim asks kasha, that we had before, the certain tanai ksuba called bnin dichrin. And it said there that if you name oiker, the yusha derai. So you don't say that to karan derabanon, oh, bnin dichrin. That means, B'nin Dichrin means that they get their mother's ksuba, but if you oike the Yerusha, you're not going to say it. Because Takana Rabbanon won't be oike Yerusha. Here, it's Takana Rabbanon to give the mezainis to the daughter. How are you being oike Yerusha legamri? You're not the oike Yerusha. Evid Ghazirim, Pasha Tarat, and we've looked at a lot of times, that in this case, really, the Yerusha is chal. The Yerusha goes to the sons, but then the sons have responsibility to give mezainis, and that's what they have to go collecting, because they have a responsibility to give mezainis. That's Takana Rabbanon. But about the Yerusha is chal, they get the Yerusha. And therefore, the Gemara says before, earlier, that if the Banam decide to, they grab it and sell the property for themselves, they're part of Amazinus. They're part of Amazinus because they're really the Yerush. It goes through them. And therefore, it's not a Kasha, they mean Oikah, the Yerusha, the Raisa. Zok to Mishnah Vaita, this is the second halacha of Admon. We know the halacha called Moideva Miksas, a halacha in the Torah, that if someone says, you owe me $100, the guy says, I only owe you $50. The halacha is called Moideva Miksas. He has to make a shvuah about the other 50. That's the halacha. Moideva Miksas is done in the Torah. So it says in the Mishnah like this. A guy goes over to his friend and says, you owe me jugs of shemen, jugs of oil. V'hoideva kadeh says, you know what? I don't owe you oil, but I owe you just jugs. So Admon Omer v'hoideva Miksas a tiny shav. He's Moideva. He was Moideva Miksas. He says, I owe you jugs. V'chomer eina adah Miksas mina taina. There's no idol mixas mina taina. The taina was shemen. I was asking you for shemen and kadim, and you answer me kanim, kankanim. That's not called the mina taina. Because according to Rabbani, look at this, two separate things. I ask you for kadim, and I ask you for shemen. And you're moida on the kadim, on the jugs. That's your moida. But the shemen, you were moida at all. So don't moida mixas. You're moida completely on this taina, and nothing in this taina. That's not called moida mixas. Because in the taina, there was no mixas taina. Mashen Kain looks like Admon is looking at it as one big taina, and therefore it's moida mixas. I see the Admon, that's Moideva Miksas. And the Gemara doesn't expand on the Smachlaikas, but now Smachlaikas right now is, if someone asks for Shemen and Kakanim, and you only Moideva Kakanim, is that called Moideva Miksas? Ma'admon says, yeah, I'm moida miksas, half the dina. And Rabban says, no, you're not moida any shemen, and you moida the whole kakarim. Says, don't moida miksas of it. Zog the Gemara, shmami no. It comes out, pshat the Rabban is, tanu chitim v'sa'irim, v'hoidim v'sa'irim potter. It sounds like, in case if someone goes over the Reuben goes over the Shimon and says, you owe me wheat and barley. And he says, you know what, I owe you barley. So it sounds like Rabban holds a potter, because that's not called moida miksas. Lemi davtuf the Rav Nachman Mashmuel, but it's a big hash on Rav Nachman Mashmuel. Rav Nachman Mashmuel, Tanu Chitim V'Sayrim, V'Hoydlo, Yi Ba'achat Mehem Chayiv. He held that when you ask for Chitim V'Sayrim and you might don't want it, that's called Chayiv. So here is a kasha on Rav Nachman from the Rabbanon. Frey Tosfos, what's the kasha? We have Admon who says not like that, and we might even pass it like Admon. So what's the problem? So Tosfos says over here that Smashma Admon only said it by Kaddish Shemen. And not even by Chitim Asarim. There was a kasha on both. That's massive here that if you tie a Chitim Asarim, your potter, that's what's kasha on Rav Nachman and Shmuel. So tomorrow, Rav Huda Marav, betoinim midah. The case over here was that you didn't tie that you owe me jugs. You just said, you owe me oil. How much oil? 10 kadim worth. But not that I was tying that you owe me kadim. So that's why it's not called Moedim Miksas, because he was asking for Shema, and he was Moedim Kakanim, so there's no Moedim Miksas here, because he's Moedim on something else. So Frey Timor, if that's the case, if it's Toyin Amidah, Yochi, my time with Admon. So why is Admon hold it's called Moedim Miksas? That doesn't make sense. Why would that be called Moedim Miksas? Elam Arava, the Kuli Alma Hechir, the Amalei Molei Asara Kadesh Shema Yashlu Bebarcha. That's Poshit, if he says, you owe me 10 jugfuls of Shema that's in your bar, then it's Pashat Shemen Katonle, Kakaram Le Katonle. In this case, Kuli Al Moida, it would not be called Moida Mixas, because only asking for Shemen, and you're telling me you owe me Kakaram. At the opposite case, Asara Kadish Shemen Melei Em Yashi Ezecha. If I say, you have, by you, you owe me, it's a Pekadon, so you owe me 10 full jugs of oil. So then it's Pashat Shemen Kakaram Katonle, you're tying both. And there will be Pashat that if you say, I owe you Kakanim, that's Moida Mixas. So what's the Machlekes? Ki pligi, the Machlekes is a specific type of lashon. Ki pligi, when you say, Hechad omle asara kadesh shemen, you didn't say meleim. Said, you owe me 10 kadesh shemen. So yesh li esh yatzcha. Admon eimer, yesh lashon zeh lashon kakanim. It's a lashon kakanim and shemen. You owe me kakanim, the jugs, and the shemen. Von savri eim lashon zeh lashon kakanim. That's the Machlekes. But lekuli yam, the halachas are the same. That if you taina chitim v'sa'irim and you moida on sa'irim, lekuli yam is chayiv. Just a shiloh over here is, what's the lashon? Did I tain a kakanim or not? According to Admon, I tain a kakanim and shemen, therefore if you moida kakanim, it's good. It's called moida miksas. Rabbanan said, I never asked for kakanim, only asked for shemen. So akaponim, that's what comes out, that's the machlekes. Just in the lashon, if you say, asar kadish shemen, do you mean the kadim as well? That's the machlekes of Rabbanan and Admon. So Zagmaris, we dig it the other way now. El taima deim lashon is a lashon kakanim. Oh yes, lashon is a lashon kakanim. If it is a lashon kakanim, which means that if you say clearly you owe me shemen and kakanim, you might the kakanim, then everyone agrees chayiv. So let me have to do a chiyav abba. Then maybe a kasha on the one who argues of Nachman chiyav abba. Don't chiyav abba. Tanu chitim v'sarim hoyd lo be'echem hem potter. You're potter because it's not called moedim miksas. So maybe it's dear to them. Om Rav Shim v'ashi. No, that really by chitim v'sarim you'll be potter. Kadei shemen is better. Even when you're tying both the kadim and the shemen, you moedim only kakanim. There it's better. Why? Because you look at kadim and shemen as one entity. Just like if I ask you for a rimon, a pomegranate with its peel, and you might on the peel, that's not called might on something else, because one thing, by kadin and shemen, by jugs and shemen, it's considered one entity, and therefore being moida, the mixas is moida mixes of one entity, and therefore it's not like chitim asarim. Chitim asarim are two separate items. Here it's one item. Here it's one item. Like Rashi says, loydami kadin v'shemen l'chitim asarim, Rashi says. The kuli chod milsi, umin atayinu. It's no dimyon. Rimon blei b'kasa loy minter. Rimon and klipa are one and the same because impossible for a pomegranate to last without its klipa. Masha ain't without shell. Masha ain't shemen minter like a condom. You could keep shemen in a bar. You keep it in the ground. You don't dafka need jugs. So don't tell me it's impossible. It's mamash like a klipa. It's not true. So it can't be a teretz. So Mordechai says you're right. Elahokam mayos kinon. A whole different story. It's not like a rimon. And Rav Chiya will learn our Mishnah a whole different way. The case was that it was Maida on part of the Kankanim. Lachamai Askin, Omele Asara Kadesh Shemen Yeshli Yatzcha. You owe me Asara Kadesh Shemen. And it's like this Admain and Rabbanon what this means. For Omele Idach, Shemen lo hayu dvar ma'olam. I never have shemen for you. Kan karami chamishas lechamish last day. I only have five. So Admin Omer, the taina was, you owe me kakanim and shemen. He says, shemen lo yu dvar ma'olam, and kakanim five and I owe you. So it's ma'idu mixas. Admin Omer, yesh losh zeh losh kakanim, umigu dvar ma'olam, and then why you have to swear on the whole thing? Umigu dvar ma'olam, kakanim, stav ma'olam, shemen. And then Gilgal. Also Gilgal shvua, the idea called Gilgal shvua, once you're swearing on the kakanim, I can make you swear on the shemen also. Rabbanon Savri, aim relashon of loshon kakanim. When I say, sorry, kai shemen, all I'm asking for is shemen, and you denied shemen. You're moida five kakanim, it's not moida mixas. Aim relashon of loshon kakanim, masha tonaloi hoidloi. When I tied it, you were moida, masha hoidloi, tonaloi. When I was moida, which is on the five kakanim, you never tied it there, loitanu. So, Avad, again, the machlekas in the Mishnah is, the machlekas had a tight loshon. But I, the question was that, it sounds like Moida Be'echemahem is called Moida Mixas. Terence says no, because here he was Moida in half the Kakanim. So Avivat the Kakanim is one of the Tainas, so you talk of a real Moida Mixas on the Kakanim. And there was not a Kasha on that Man Yomo who says that Hoidu Loi Be'echem, Be'chitim, Sarim, Hoidu Be'echemahem, you're Potter, you talk of Potter. And here you are Moida on part of the Chitim, for example, part of the Kakanim, and just Mechlekes Admin Erebonin is, if there was a taina for the kankanim or not. And the shayla was, when you say, Lashon HaSori Kadosh Shemen, do you mean the taina just Shemen? Or also, you are asking for the kankanim?